Palm oil is an ingredient in lots of processed food, cosmetics, even biofuel. Some people boycott it because it's linked to deforestation, but one country can't get enough. India is the world's biggest consumer of palm oil, and the government wants to expand oil palm plantations. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Tamil Nadu in southern India.
Come on.
Our Ellen Parithi trudges through tall grass, mud, and fat trunks of palm trees.
Father Paddy, grandfather Paddy.
His father and grandfather had rice paddies here. But 10 years ago, Ellen Parithi was convinced to plant oil palms instead. The tree's fruit looks like bunches of dates or plums flanked by prickly fronds.
Ah, oh, there's the fruit.
The oil. Pure oil.
Pure oil, he says, comes from the fruit. In India, palm oil is mostly used for cooking. It's one of the cheapest oils. The government includes it in food rations for the poor. Ellen Parithi explains that when he switched his family farm over to palm oil, the government paid 90% of the cost. India offers these subsidies because two-thirds of its palm oil comes from abroad, and the government wants to spend less on imports. These are not big industrial plantations. Ellen Parithi has 5 acres in total.
Oil palm plantation gives livelihood to millions of small growers.
G. Chandrasekhar is an economist who wants the Indian government to give even more subsidies for more palm plantations.
If in that process there is some damage to the environment, so be it. Because India primarily needs to lift people out of poverty.
Chandrasekhar says actually palm oil won't hurt India's environment much. It's still less than 0.2% of Indian agriculture, not enough to hurt biodiversity. Deforestation, well, much of the land here was already deforested for rice paddies. And India doesn't have native orangutans, whose habitat is being destroyed by palm oil plantations in Indonesia and Malaysia. There is one big problem, Chandrasekhar acknowledges.
Oil palm is a water guzzler, and India is unfortunately short of water.
By 2030, India is forecast to have only half of the water it needs. Oil palms guzzle up to 80 gallons per tree per day. Madhu Ramnath is an anthropologist and ecologist.
The farmers there are already backing off from rice because there is not much water. But then you put the most water-intensive thing in a place where there's no water. It's almost like distress farming, that a farmer is really with his back against the wall.
The government does pay for oil palm growers to drill wells and gives them free electricity to run pumps. But that's lowered the water table, which in coastal areas can be a big problem. Another farmer, Sampat, who goes by one name, has been irrigating his oil palms for 12 years. Now one of his wells has suddenly gone salty. His farm is less than 10 miles from the sea, and as fresh water is extracted, seawater rushes in to replace it underground.
We go deeper and deeper, we'll get to only salty water.
What will you do?
No, nothing doing. Only one crop.
He's forced to abandon all of his other crops and conserve fresh water for his oil palms. He has yet to turn a profit, but Sampat says he still has hope.
Hope.
That the Indian government's push to cultivate palm oil won't backfire on farmers like him. Lauren Freyer, NPR News in Tamil Nadu, India.